the plot has thickened in this year's edition of the Unlocks of the Week. And I heard that our buddy Greg Giannotti was talking all sorts of smack about Harris kicking Maya and Mike Fliegelman's ass. Gio, you'd be wrong telling the morning show a little bit of fake news, because the race between the three amigos is awfully tight. Harris is in the lead. You're right about that. But after a 1-4 week, yours truly is only a game and a half back. Mr. Fliegelman is only 2.5 games back. So we got ourselves a race. Harris is at 36-32-2. I am at 35-34-1. Fleegs is at 33-35-2. So this is not going to be a runaway, I think, for Mr. Maestro. He's going to have to earn it here in 2020. So without further ado, after 3 consecutive winning weeks, can we make it 4 consecutive winning weeks? That's the hope. Let's get it with the Week 15 Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
It is sure nice to say that I am over 500 for the first time all year. Now, we got to find a way to stay over 500. That means giving you a winning week. Let's start in game number one. I'm going against a team that has been very good to me. So I kind of feel a little dirty in taking this team. But I like the Houston Texans plus the 7.5 against the Indianapolis Colts. I remember the first matchup. I had the Colts a few weeks ago. That was a tight game. Deshaun Watson made plays. That game came down to the wire, and if it wasn't for a fumble, Houston might have won the game outright. I know Houston played like garbage against the Chicago Bears last week, but I get the sense in the division, Indianapolis played a whole lot of big games in a row. This could be a spot, I think, where the Texans could catch him napping a little bit. 7.5 is a lot of points here. I'm getting 7.5 with Deshaun Watson as my quarterback. I'm taking those points. I think Houston finds a way to keep this game tight. I think it's close inside a field goal with 3-4 minutes to go. Give me the Texans plus 7.5 in game number one. Game number two. I'm going to a Saturday game. And I gave this out on Odds on Sports for those of you who are listening. I love the Carolina Panthers catching 8.5 points against the Green Bay Packers. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, Green Bay's a lot better. Green Bay's offense is unstoppable. Green Bay's going to score a lot of points in this game. But I also believe that Teddy Bridgewater and the Panthers are going to compete. And they have been very, very good in these sort of spots where they have been road dogs. That has been the Teddy Bridgewater MO throughout his career. He's a road dog. He finds a way to cover. I think the Panthers will put up points. I think they're going to be a whole lot of people. Saturday night game, Aaron Rodgers betting it blindly. We're going the other way. I like Carolina plus 8.5. Game number three. Chicago and Minnesota. The Vikings are laying 3. And the Bears are not any good. Now, I'm a little concerned, quite frankly, with the way this line has moved in some places. And I know some are going to say, when in doubt, fade Kirk Cousins. I say, when in doubt, fade Mitchell Trubisky. Especially when Mitch is coming off a win and the Bears are coming off a win. Vikings are a better team. Vikings were right there with Tampa. If they had a halfway decent place kicker, they might have covered that game. They might have won that game. When in doubt, fade the Chicago Bears. It's been working for us all year. Why stop now? Give me the Minnesota Vikings laying a field goal to keep their playoff hopes alive. Game number four. Philadelphia's taking on Arizona. And I look at the Eagles this week as the square dog of the week. I feel after Jalen Hurts just beat the New Orleans Saints, everybody's looking to hop on board with Philly. Did you see what Arizona just did to the New York Giants? I think that defense is coming on. Reddick, Golden, Baker. And I think it's going to be a welcome to the NFL type of moment for Jalen Hurts. The Eagles, after all, are still the Eagles. And in a game Arizona desperately needs, this line is split, 6.5, hasn't moved at all. 55-45 breakdown, according to the public. I'm going with the team that's not getting as much of that public juice. I'm going with the better team. They're going to score points. They have the better quarterback. They need the game more. I'll take the Arizona Cardinals laying 6.5 in game number 4. And then last but not least, I got away with one in fading Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs last week against the Miami Dolphins. Well worth it. I'm doing it again this week. Kansas City's only laying 3 against New Orleans. New Orleans is coming off the stinker. They're getting Breeze back. Now, I know they're not going to have Michael Thomas. That hurts. But New Orleans is underdogs with Drew Brees have been an unbelievable bet. They're hitting at a 60% clip. Kansas City going to win every game from here on out? I don't see it. I think they're going to lose the game eventually. This is a good spot for it. They're on the road again. New Orleans needs it more. New Orleans defense is stout. I'm taking the 3 points, but you know what? I'm feeling frisky. Give me the New Orleans Saints on the money line while we're at it. And I think a Kansas City team that, yeah, keeps winning, but keeps failing to cover point spreads will do so again. Now, Fleegs ain't here. Meister ain't here. So I got to read their picks. And I can tell you with Harris, we are on board with 2 of the 5 this week. Harris has the Vikings. Harris has the Cardinals. He is rolling with a Saturday special. Buffalo laying 6. Tells me every week, got to stop doubting those Buffalo Bills. Well, now he's putting his money where his mouth is. His other two, Jacksonville plus the 13. And he's going against the New York Giants. And he's got Cleveland laying the 6. So Harris, Buffalo minus 6. Minnesota laying 3. Jacksonville plus 13. Arizona minus 6.5. Cleveland minus 6. For Fleegs, he's trying to make up some ground with yours truly. Well, he's riding with the Vikings. We're going heads up in 2 games. He's got Philly. We know I have Arizona. He's got Indy. We know I have Houston. His other two, when in doubt, he fades the Jets. He's got the Rams laying 17, and I hope he's right on this last pick. He's got the Miami Dolphins laying the 1.5. So those are the picks from the Maestro and Fleegs. Paul Rosenberg, you're back making some progress at 13-17 on the year.
I am.
So what's in store? How do you get over 500? Please tell me.
This is just the same thing I've been doing every week, which is winning the props and losing every other bet that I make with you. On that note, I'm against you. I'm taking the Chiefs minus the 3. Listen, I think the Michael Thomas injury, we think that it's an ankle injury, I think. That's a big deal. Breeze broke 11 ribs. I don't know how he's going to feel when these guys hit him. And I, even though they won last week pretty handily, I think the Chiefs want to clean up some things heading into the playoffs. I think they want to get it again. So I'm going to take them minus the 3. Second game, I'm going to do a nice Saturday parlay.
Oh, I like a good Saturday parlay. Very nice.
I'm taking Packers money line, Clemson money line, Alabama money line at minus 120.
Oh, that's a good bet right there.
So
at minus 120, that's a good bet right there. I might play that 3-team parlay with you.
Right, listen.
Even though I think Carolina's going to cover. I like that parlay.
Right, no, but listen, Packers aren't losing.
Correct.
The Packers aren't losing. Clemson, Alabama, both double-digit favorites, I believe. Listen, it's minus 120. You're paying a little juice, but I think that's a good bet. So that's a second bet. We get into the props now. Prop number 1, Cam Akers over 68.5 rush yards. That's also minus 120. Since week 13, he's carried the ball 40 times. From weeks 1 to 12, it was 59 times. 193 yards and a touchdown, averaging 5 yards a carry against the Jets. Defense, which is not good. 17.5 point favorites. They're going to be running the ball like crazy. Cam Akers over 68.5 rushing yards. Bet number 4, Jalen Hurts over 57.5 rushing yards. That's minus 110. Slowly but steadily, you're going to see he's getting that Kyler Murray situation of running the ball first, a little run first option. Arizona defense, that is allowing the second most quarterback rushing yards per game. So I think Hurts jumps on it, the total from last week. I like Hurts over 57.5 rushing yards. We wrap up. Aaron Rodgers, over 2.5 passing touchdowns. It's plus 120. It's a Carolina defense that gave up 32 points to Denver and Drew Locke. So, I mean, listen, you have Rodgers, Devontae. The guy has thrown under 3 touchdowns just once in his last 8 games. He's not doing that this week. Rodgers over 2.5 passing touchdowns. Hurts over 57.5 rushing yards. I like Akers over 68.5 rush yards. Chiefs minus -3. And Clemson, Bama, Packers, Moneyline Parlay minus -120.
There you have it. That's the week 15 edition of the LOX of the Week, which you can find on WFAN.com. And you can also find on Twitter, in case you're wondering, John_Jastrzemski. JASTREMSKI. How about that?